Hello everyone, this is Sarthak Patil. Summary of the necklace. The story, the necklace was written 700 years ago by the Guy de Maupassant in the France. Mathilde Loisel lived in a small flat with her husband who worked as a clerk for the Minister of Education. Mathilde was a very pretty young lady. Neither they live a luxurious life, nor were they poor. Mathilde was very unhappy because she always thought that she was born for all the luxuries in the world. But she had to live a pretty and simple life. One day her husband brought an invitation to a dinner party organized by his office. He thought his wife would be excited, but instead she was upset. She complained that she had nothing suitable to wear to such a great occasion. Her husband generously agreed to give her 400 francs that he had to save to buy a new rifle to get herself a dress. Mathilde became anxious in the week of the party. On asking her, she told her husband that she had no jewelry to wear with his gown. He suggested that perhaps she could borrow something from her friend Jenny Forestier. Jenny heard her story of distress and she generously opened her box of jewels. Mathilde borrowed a sparkling diamond necklace. Mathilde and her husband attended the gala and had a great time. Mathilde looked very pretty, elegant and graceful. Everyone at the party noticed her and they all wanted to be introduced to her. She was glorified by her beauty that she became very careless. They arrived home in the early hours of morning. When Mathilde viewed her glory in the mirror, she realized the necklace was missing. They searched for it everywhere in the house. They wondered if it fell in the cab that borrowed them home, but neither of them noticed the number. Mathilde's husband went out to search the streets, but returned empty-handed. He also went to the policeman and to the cab offices to raise the complaint. He advertised in the newspaper and offered a reward. To buy some time from Jenny, Mathilde wrote a letter that she broke the clasp of necklace and she so sent it for the repair. In the meantime, they found a similar kind of necklace. The cost of necklace was 36,000 francs. Her husband inherited 18,000 francs from his father and he borrowed the rest of amount from the moneylenders. Finally, they purchased the necklace and Mathilde gave it to Jenny, who did not care to look at it. Mathilde's life changed dramatically in the next 10 years. They moved to a much smaller apartment where she cooked and cleaned herself. Her husband did multiple jobs and she also did other work to pay all the money they had borrowed. After 10 years, they were able to pay all the money back. But by then, Mathilde had aged a lot. One day, Mathilde met Jenny Forestier. She decided to confess the truth about the necklace. Jenny was surprised to see Mathilde's state. Mathilde told her that she had lost the necklace that she had borrowed from her and had to pay a huge amount for replacement. Jenny was shocked after listening the entire story behind the necklace and she confessed that the necklace Mathilde borrowed was fake, which was not more than worth 500 francs. The conclusion of this story is, honesty is the best policy. If Mathilde honestly told her friend the truth about the necklace, she would have learned that the necklace wasn't made of real diamonds, and that would have saved her from living a miserable life for 10 years. Thank you. Hello everyone, this is Sarthak Patil. Today I am going to tell a story about the necklace taken from the feet without the footprints. Hello everyone, this is Sarthak Patil. Summary of the necklace. The story, the necklace was written 700 years ago by the Guy de Maupassant in the France. Mathilde Loisel lived in a small flat with her husband who worked as a clerk for the Minister of Education. Mathilde was a very pretty young lady. Neither did they live a luxurious life, nor were they poor. Mathilde was very unhappy because she always thought that she was born for all the luxuries in the world. But she had to live a pretty and simple life. One day her husband brought an invitation to a dinner party organized by his office. He thought his wife would be excited, but instead she was upset. She complained that she had nothing suitable to wear to such a great occasion. Her husband generously agreed to give her 400 francs that he had to save to buy a new rifle to get herself a dress. Mathilde became anxious in the week of the party. On asking her, she told her husband that she had no jewelry to wear with his gown. He suggested that perhaps she could borrow something from her friend Jenny Forestier. Jenny heard her story of distance, and she generously opened her box of jewels. Mathilde borrowed a sparkling diamond necklace. Mathilde and her husband attended the gala and had a great time. Mathilde looked very pretty, elegant, and graceful. Everyone at the party noticed her, and they all wanted to be introduced to her. She was glorified by her beauty that she became very careless. They arrived home in the early hours of morning. When Mathilde viewed her glory in the mirror, she realized the necklace was missing. They searched for it everywhere in the house. They wondered if it fell in the cab that borrowed them home, but neither of them noticed the number. Mathilde's husband went out to search the streets, but returned empty-handed. He also went to the policeman and to the cab offices to raise the complaint. He advertised in the newspaper and offered a reward. To buy some time from Jenny, Mathilde wrote a letter that she broke the clasp of necklace and she so sent it for the repair. In the meantime, they found a similar kind of necklace. The cost of necklace was 36,000 francs. Her husband inherited 18,000 francs from his father and he borrowed the rest of amount from the moneylenders. Finally, they purchased the necklace and Mathilde gave it to Jenny, who did not care to look at it. Mathilde's life changed dramatically in the next 10 years. They moved to a much smaller apartment where she cooked and cleaned herself. Her husband did multiple jobs and she also did other work to pay all the money they had borrowed. After 10 years, they were able to pay all the money back. But by then, Mathilde had aged a lot. One day, Mathilde met Jenny Forestier. She decided to confess the truth about the necklace. Jenny was surprised to see Mathilde's state. Mathilde told her that she had lost the necklace that she had borrowed from her and had to pay a huge amount for the replacement. Jenny was shocked after listening the entire story behind the necklace, and she confessed that the necklace Mathilde borrowed was fake, which was not more than worth 500 francs. The conclusion of this story is, honesty is the best policy. If Mathilde honestly told her friend the truth about the necklace, she would have learned that the necklace wasn't made of real diamonds, and that would have saved her from living a miserable life for 10 years. Thank you.